Okay, our opening scripture this morning is from Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 10. And I brought it in the NIV today. I don't often use that, but some scriptures are, I feel that doesn't change them too much, but brings a little clarity. And there's some wonderful promises. I always like to see the promises that the scriptures have to offer us, because there are so many. I don't know that in this life we would ever live to discover them all. So it's each time we open our Bibles up, there are treasures that are yet to be discovered. And this is one of them. And see if this might be descriptive of your life, maybe even this week or in weeks past. And think about this on two planes, because I like to talk about the physical realm, but the spiritual realm that we're called to walk in, and see if maybe there's room to receive a blessing or a promise today. Everybody got your receivers on today? Got it on channel J? All right. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. That's from God's heart speaking directly to each one of us. Have you been through some things that had the appearance of kind of shaking you up from time to time?
Yeah.
Like you just feel the earth shaking under your feet, like things are very unsteady and unsure about a situation you've been in. Maybe at least one or two of you. Well, this is, and the hills be removed, like kind of having that feeling of the rug being pulled out from under you. Well, good news. God says, my unfailing love for you will not be shaken. That right there, you can go to the bank. You should put that on your fridge. That's a wonderful reminder. And I know we always talk about the power of His love and the sincerity of His love. And God loves us without measure, without reservation. But it's so wonderful to see it in His love letters to us. And this is precious. My unfailing. Everything else may fail, but His love will never fail. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love walk that we're called to walk, that love will never fail, because it's not of us, it's of Him. And His love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We all have it, but we got to die to our flesh and our feelings to walk in it. But God said that His unfailing love, the love that never fails, the love that's not selfish, but the love that's selfless, He said that will not be shaken, because God can't be shaken. Nor His covenant of peace. That's really a powerful promise there. A covenant of peace. Jesus said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The covenant of peace that God made with us when we got saved, now we have peace with God. God is not see us as enmity or His enemies, nor we with Him. There's a spiritual peace that keeps us, even though everything else might look like it's falling apart all around us. His peace is always present. And He said it would not be removed. That's from God's perspective. We can get ourselves to a place where we might not be experiencing it. We can ignore it. We can get upset and all bent out of shape and get ourselves all stirred up. But God has nothing to do with that. That's our response. We're responsible for how we handle things. But His peace is a covenant that's everlasting. It's peace in our spirit, peace of mind, and peace in our bodies. Our earth suits. And he reminds us again of his compassion that he has on each of us. Compassion is a wonderful word. It's mercy. Mercy's not giving us what we deserved. That says a lot. So when you go about your day and you want something good to think about, this is a short verse, but it sure is a wonderful reminder of what your Heavenly Father thinks about you. And it was so timely that I found Callie's notes today, because she's got it. And we need to grasp with simplicity the truth of the word. There is no other word. You can't change it. It wouldn't be the same. Amen. Good to hang on to when things are falling apart or have the appearance of. Well, huggy break. Greet each other. Yes, we still do huggy break.